Anyone who has moved knows it can be one of the most stressful times of life. And when you're trying to decide what treasures to keep and what to part ways with, the task can seem almost impossible. An increasing number of older adults will find themselves in this situation over the next 10 to 20 years as the baby boomer population retires and looks to move into a smaller home or senior living facility. This is where Amanda Ellis comes in. She's the face behind the local Downsizing Diva franchise, which caters to helping seniors with the entire process, from organizing and decluttering to packing, moving and getting set up in their new space. "I make it a positive experience," said Ellis. "They, seniors, deserve it. They've worked their entire lives, they've raised children, and they still have a lot of living to do." Ellis had her first downsizing experience after the difficult decision was made to move her parents into an assisted living facility due to health issues. With a four-bedroom house full of memories to look after, Ellis said she took the reins and led the downsizing process, then helped prepare the home for sale. "I realized I liked the process, and I could see myself doing it as a career," she said, noting she drew on skills she had already developed in her other work experience, such as leadership, sales, communication and relationship building. "I started exploring and came upon Downsizing Diva. Everything just fell into place, at the right time for the right reasons." After training with the company, Ellis launched her franchise last year and clients started calling immediately. She said the customer service aspect of the job, helping people at a critical moment in their lives, is very rewarding. "When you're talking with someone who's considering downsizing, there's always the pressure and the stress of dealing with the stuff, the memories," she said. "That's where I come in and take the stress off their shoulders, help them facilitate getting into that new place, and set up the new place to their liking, right down to the little things. I get a lot of gratification from that." Ellis said she starts the process with a free consultation to get a sense of a client's intentions, timelines and needs, i.e. decluttering and staying in their home, downsizing, etc. "I also want them to feel comfortable with me. You're inviting a stranger into your home, and now that stranger is expected to go through your drawers and everything. That can be a challenge." Whatever the situation, Ellis said it's important to always treat a client's possessions with dignity and respect, noting she's not in the business of telling people they have to get rid of everything. For example, she had a client with dozens upon dozens of family photos in frames around their home. Instead of trying to display all of them in a new, smaller space, or getting rid of any pictures, she suggested combining them into collage frames that can adorn one wall. "I like to help people see they can still have their treasures and memories, but we can find creative ways to honor them in an efficient and compact way." For further details, visit downsizingdiva.com.